Lee, I guess the run is over. Is it pleasure or relief or?
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah, I think we had a good performance today. Lads worked really hard for each other, and it showed. I think when we scored the goal, altogether we were, you know, as a group, I thought they worked very hard for each other today, and it's really pleasing for me to see. I was proud of the way they put themselves about today and worked hard for each other.
How pleasing is that sort of public display of unity for you and the team, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, we know we've got that, but it's good that everyone else gets to see that, I suppose. And that's a positive. You know, looking at their performance, Carlisle, I think a very good goal Millie scored. To put us behind, and it was a nightmare start for us, really, with going down 1-0 so early. So, but I thought we showed a lot of character, and I thought we always looked like scoring a goal.
Just how bad was it, sort of deja vu after last week with the manner of the goal and the timing of the goal? And sort of
yeah, exactly that. Yeah, we spoke about that obviously all week and made sure that if we conceded a goal, we didn't concede another one in quick succession for us to stay in the game. And that was the difference today. We'd done that, stayed in the game, and ended up getting a good point.
How significant were the changes you made at half time?
I think quite significant. Yeah, I think Jaden done very well, gave us an out ball. Held the ball up well and worked quite well with Wes Thomas. So I think and with Scotty coming on with his pace against the fullback, caused them a few problems as well and pushed them back a little bit.
Is there a real sort of conscious decision to make things simple, almost 4-4-2, seem to, you know, get it wide, try and get a lot of crosses?
Yeah, crosses in the box. With Jaden on the pitch, I thought they were a little bit weak in that area, and we looked at that and tried to expose that a little bit. And also with the long throws, I've found a couple of long throws in the past couple of weeks, and that have caused problems. It's, today I thought we'd done that very well.
So what do you try and take from the performance today to build on for future games?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of positives there. Like I said, I think we've played some all right football, but we've mixed the game up. We've done what we had to do to get a point out of the game or try and get a result out of the game. And I think that's what a sign of a good team. You can't always play great football. You've got to know when to mix up, when to turn, and when to get in behind, and when to cross the ball, and when to play. And I think we had that mix today.
You're happy to sacrifice a bit of the passing, sort of means and ends, that kind of thing. Is that fair?
Yeah, I suppose. You know, I want us to be a good footballing team. But at the end of the day, I want us to win games. I want us to get results. And we've got to mix it up a little bit to get that at this moment in time. Then we'll do that. But we've got to be comfortable doing both.
So looking at your programme notes, you've kind of made a very conscious call for unity from everyone. What's prompted that this week in particular?
No, I just felt that there was some people outside the football club that weren't making it easy for us. So I know, like I said, how tight we are as a group here, you know, staff and the board, everyone, and even the fans. You know, they were great today. The fans got right behind us and pushed the lads on, and that made a massive difference. And I think, you know, I don't want that to be broken. We're a tight club, we're a proud club, and that will remain the same all the time I'm in charge.